Okay, good morning. I see a huge amount of people not showing up today. I hope it's because everybody's sitting in the hacking room watching this live. So welcome if you're doing that. And well, we had a big party yesterday. That might be the other reason why people's not here. And the cool thing is that I'm going to show you an image database now. I got a lot of pictures from yesterday evening, embarrassing pictures of everybody. So those of you who didn't make it, too bad. I got a digital camera 3 years ago, something like that, and I've very fast realized that I had a problem with my digital camera, namely that digital cameras has a tendency to shoot an enormous amount of pictures. And if I look at my database now, down in the corner, I see that I got 6,168 images in my taken with my digital camera or scanned in from my paper images. I realized that I needed a piece of software to manage my images, and I went out on the web and searched for application for managing images, and I found a huge amount of applications. I've written literally hundreds of applications doing something with images. We're talking about two major topics that the application were addressing. Either they would be implementing fancy image viewers, like slideshows where windows are flying away or similar things, or they would be implementing HTML generators. Basically, what I want to do with my images is to be able to just see my images, and I'll be able to go and see the images from Academy 2005. And, well, those applications would be working just fine for finding images from Academy 2005. They would be having it in a directory. But at some point I want to find an image of my boss. And I've come been to at least 10 company meetings with my boss now. I've been to at least 10 conferences with my boss. He happens to be a personal friend, so he has been visiting me a number of times. And if I want to find an image of my boss, I would have to go through 10 different folders for academies or other places we have presentation, 10 different folders for company meetings, 10 different folders for when he was visiting me prior. And that just doesn't work. It's getting even worse if I want to find a picture of my girlfriend, because she's scattered all over my image hierarchy. So what I wanted instead was some way to be able to find images based on who's on the images, where's the image taken, and so on. I searched in vain for software, and in the end I simply gave up and realized that I had to implement it myself, and that's what we'll be seeing today here. The software is called Kidaba. It's spelled Kimdaba, but it's pronounced Kidaba. The M is not pronounced. I'm the author of the software, so I can come up with weird rules like that. So, let me just find a random picture for you here. I have a picture in my head now. I was once in Las Vegas getting a rather funny picture with some friends, so I'll press location first, and now here you can see all the locations that I have. I got a huge amount of different places I've shot. So I can type in up here, Las Vegas, and there we are. Now I'm down to 418 images out of a huge amount of images. I've got some really good friends in Vegas, so I've been there 10 times, so that is from 10 different directories. You can actually see if I click a folder here, that's, well, 8 different times then at least I've been to Vegas and taking pictures. So that's that would have given me 8 different folders to go through. Anyway, I have 418 images that I'm limited to now, but that's not good enough. That's still a lot, so I'll just browse on and I'll click on persons. I know that Jimbo is on the images, that's 102 way down to now. Well, just carry on. I know that I'm on the image 44. Well, I could look at the images now, or I could just carry on and say, well, I know that Wayne is on the images. Now we're down to 17 images, and I can press view, and here's the photo of us when we got a QT tattoo. Want to see it? No, I can see it later. It's just a watermark. Also, so that way you can see that I'm capable of browsing to get to a given image. Let me just find another image just to give you an idea here again. I want an image of my boss now. Imagine that I've that someone asked me, can you find an image for this magazine? And here's all the persons. Again, just limit it a bit. So Kelly, well, we have Kelly the dog and Kelly my boss. And, well, I guess I'll take the boss Kelly here. Nice image just of him, it's for a magazine or something. So I'll say persons again, and then this time I'll say no other persons. Right here, and we're down to 29 images, and I can look here for a decent image of my boss. Got an image here for my friend. I don't know what he's doing with that microphone, blowing up his head or something. So when the whole idea about this application is that it should help you look at your own images. It's not about generating fancy HTML. I don't care about fancy websites. Of course, when I go to presentations like this, I'll be taking a lot of pictures, and people will say, can you share those pictures with us? And if I can make an HTML page where people can download the images from. But the core part about this is that I must be able to find my own images. So I'm sitting there at home one evening with my girlfriend, having a glass of red wine, just looking into our VHL photo album here. And then we're looking at this image of my boss, and then we're just saying, oh yeah, that was in Linux form, that was this conference in 2004, and roll out of the picture here. Now you can see all the annotations that I've done to this image. Linux Forum 2004. Well, that was a fun time. Let me look at the images from there. Now I can click on Linux Forum. And if you look behind me over here, you can see that the current scope now is that I'm looking at images from Linux Forum. So I just took a hyperlink there in my application to those images from Linux Forum 2004. And you can see over here that I have 17 images from Linux Forum 2004, and well, I can look at the images and I can see the images, and now I can be looking at images. Of course, GitHub is capable of running slideshows, so we just start a slideshow here. Now it's we'll be running a slideshow, so I can lean back in my sofa and look at images. I can ask the slideshow to go a bit faster. I will be seeing presentations or images from this place. And at any point in time I could go and say, well, give me another search and I can be looking. Well, there we are. Yeah. At this presentation, I was standing arranging the lottery at the end of the presentation, and I did a bit of many pictures. So there we are. Another way of being able to find images is to simply go and search for images on a given range. So I can again say, well, I'd like to show you a picture. So here we are. Yes, we're again 862 images of myself. And now I can take my date bar here. You can see the date bar is actually showing information about the images. So there's in July 2004, there's 41 pictures of me. And you can see some of them is green and some of them is yellow. That's because the GitHub is helping you also manage those images that you scanned in. I mean, a digital image, you know exactly which second that image was taken because your digital camera is saving that information. But when you scan in an image, you might not even know what year it is. So in GitHub, you can say, well, this image is 5x7, and that's what the yellow bars shows you. That's how many images is from this given period, but where we do not know exact date. So I might have down here in this period, I got more yellows. It might be some of the pictures overlapping. But I'd say I could use the date bar here to just say, oh, let's go back to the early 90s, just around here, and I can just select a range of images here. Now I'm looking at Jesper from start of 1989 to 1990, and we can look at the images here at, there you are. I was bidding you enjoy the hair. I don't have that much hair anymore. With Kitabar, it's possible to do your annotations and use them as 1,000 images now that I can browse around to level of around in the course. There's free lunch. Well, there was a lot who had a lot. But there is a free lunch you need to annotate your images yourself. So it's just that. Get some images from last night here. There's a I'm still in. Let's get some images of last night. why do you have to autosave while I'm doing my presentation? There we go. As I'm saying, let's get some pictures from last night. When I get new pictures in, I will be annotating them, and I'll just be selecting. I'm just dragging out of range here, and all of these pictures are from last night, and I've selected all the images I want to start annotating. I'll press one, and it will be shown up here, where I'll be able to annotate images in the bigger, resize the window here so we can see. My image, I can now say who's on the image. Well, this would be still Anna. When I started typing his name, that was just doing that. I just typed T, so this list box down here for who started T from the first one. So if I was someone Torben, for example, I would be saying, well, still Torben, so I'll type O. There we have Torben, and now I can press Enter to include on this image. This central part of Kilobytes is according to making it as fast as possible. And if I'm images, I can do that in and write a bit of description here. Till is looking big. And let's do HTML here. So now when I generate a clip, we have yet here. I can either click here, or I can that's awful. Actually, it happened that all those were taken at the same place, and that's thanks. Malaga, thanks. I opened my database, so it didn't complete. Malaga, Spain. So now I've added all the images that were selected, so I have to work on our location. Malaga, those images go for each and every one. Malaga is located in Spain, which is on the globe, which is on the Milky Way. And some want to see images from Spain. So I say member groups. And here's the member groups that I have. Obviously, I'm going to say new group. And now, I indicate my database that whenever I'm in Spain, you should see those pictures. I'm going to go from Mallorca to, and in this case, I go to my once again, location, and that's Spain is what I call group. So, it's out of camera. So, if we go back, we'll actually be able to see that we got timestamp out of it. It was taken 9 minutes. But if you had an image that was scanned, that's a picture here. I didn't do wrong, but it was changed. We have a keyword would be something that can't see. So that kind of a file set do those changes. So I can go up here and say things. And we got flowers I might want. I can have groups of flowers in it. And I can look up here for if I can find a flower. Oh, now it's time. So now, in my browser out here, I have no idea why it's usually not that slow. So, here I now have flowers, and when I've got an image again here, an image, what would we call flower here? This flower. Oh, yeah, I need the group flower here, and unfortunately it doesn't show up right away. I could have a steady hand. My dialogue, so it's fitting better now. And this, and I know oak is green. I don't know any flowers. Flower, oak, and I keep that kind of flower. That's what I've been showing you so far is called part of Kilaba. And if I only had 23 minutes of presentation, we could stop here and you could get well on your way with Kilaba. It's the basic part of Kilaba, the possibilities of browsing keywords. Annotations that you did, and the easiness of doing the annotations. There's, of course, lots of other features in Kilaba. Kilaba is suffering as a application from feature creep. So whenever I'm bored, I'll be adding a new random feature. So let me just show you a few of the other features that we have in Kilaba. Actually, the first thing I'll be showing you was one of the very early days of Kilaba. I was grabbing my laptop to my parents-in-law and my girlfriend's little sister was among us, and I was showing them Kilaba, and she soon seized the laptop and said, wow, this is cool, let me look great. And she was browsing through, I was searching for my girlfriend, and suddenly she was seeing a picture of my girlfriend from when she was like 18 years old. She was, let's put it this way, my girlfriend was happy about her little sister seeing exactly that picture. So I added a feature to Kilaba, a privacy option, so let's go and look at the images again. And see if we find some really embarrassing pictures from last night. Well, I've got one here, one there. Oops, that would be me. Yeah, I think I'll use him for everything too. He's got use it, so I can make fun of him. So let's say T3, and I can now say, well, they should be private. So I've marked it. I've put them keyword private on these three images, and go up here and look at keywords. You see that, and I've got keyword private with three images, and well, let's just put three images here. For me, here we got, yeah, you promised me to be in my presentation. There we are. And I've got these three images now. I don't want them to be shown at presentations in the future. So I'll go up here in the image menu. I will say privacy. I'll say log away current set of images. And now I've marked the images with the keyword private. Those images, that could be person, my mistress, or whatever, those images should not be shown whenever I say images, log images. And now we can see that suddenly it turned out to be zero images in this category that I'm in. And well, if I go to the keywords,
you have logged every all the images.
There we are. I already had no images. I was in the category. Now there we are. Unlock. Give me all my images back. So I need, of course, first to be keywords, and then in the packet. I need to be in scope of whatever I'm looking at. So now I took off of private, and now I can say images, privacy, log away current set of images, images, privacy of images. And now, when I go to my set of images, you see that it says that I got 6,165 images that I can view now. But down here in the corner, you can see I got 6,168. So that's three images in a difference. So it isn't chosen to me anymore. Keywords, privacy. Well, privacy is not there anymore. If I go and look at the images, well, I will be seeing all my images but these three. This is all the problem that you have some images you want to show. If you've got some images that you do not want to make public available when you just show images at with friends, whatever, it's not like real hardcore privacy. I don't encrypt the images that way. I don't do anything. You can still go to hard disk. It is possible to use passwords, change passwords, so it's very good public APC. And if I now go to images, unlock, it will ask me for a password. I need to type my APC to unlock those images again. The password is written as clear text into the index.xml file, which is my database. So it's not like I've got to be hardcore problem getting to it. It's more like you give a laptop to your grandma, and your grandma shouldn't be seeing that you're looking, whatever. So you should be, that kind of privacy is what it was to. Kilobars is capable of generating HTML. Let's just go and get a few images from last night again. So I now say find generate HTML and images from last night. And I can choose what stuff I want on my HTML page here. Let's just take everything that's in here. And a bit of layout. I can say, well, I want it to be showing up in 320 times 200 and 1600 times 1200. That's one of the features that a lot of image applications is missing. I mean, you go see some images with friends behind, and you're sitting there with your laptop behind some book, and you download your images, and the images is what? 3,000 times 2,000. That would be like this big on my laptop screen, and the only thing I can see is the feet of the people. I've been wasting an enormous amount of downloading images to see the feet, and then I have to scale it and everything for like 15 images. Well, the kid about you can say, well, I just want to offer a few different resolutions here to the users. There's a destination here, and that's just a PC. Just check. Create kube file was checked. I'll tell you the file in just a second. So now it's generating an HTML page, and it's capable of uploading FTD or Fish or whatever. That's just the monkey I believe in KDE, so it's capable of doing all that stuff. And again, it's showing me the HTML page, and I can choose a different resolution down here. So I can just see the images in 320 times 200, and now we just see next. Ah, that's an interesting picture. Let me see that a bit bigger. Okay, that's a really good picture. I want to download that, and now I can say, give me 1600 times whatever. So Now I can see the picture really besides here, and I can see. Another guy that comes to my presentation. I did warn them. With my with this file, it has the possibility of getting kilobar export file, and that's what we got down here. So when someone using kilobar is looking at those images, he can just click on the kilobar export, it will start kilobar, and offer to load in the images. And I click on this one because I've got all my images in my database, of course, already. But I'll show you that I can do an explicit import here. Elsewhere, I got some images from Gail yesterday that he has to take. So this is what it looks like. I'll say import, and now it greets me with a welcome message. I can choose which images that I want of those that Gail has taken here, and I can even look at the images. Oh yeah, I want that image. Oops, I want the front. And I can look at the images here and see the description and so on. And when I'm choosing which images I want into my database, I can say next. Now I'll specify where those images are, and that would be browsing here, that would be CD7 Academy 2005. Yep. This is the directory with the images from him. And next. And now, in his database, he has two things, albums and, how do you say that again? Yeah, I hope you heard that. And, well, albums, I don't have a keyword or a group called albums. I got this view, which means what? Location, right? So, in my database, whatever he in the Spanish-French version of kilobar is calling you, in my English version I call location. So it will map those keywords. And also he got some descriptions here. He had called Malaga, which happens to be what I call Malaga too, but it could be that he had an image of me and he would be calling me Jesper, the kilobar author. I would call me myself. Jesper in my database, so it's possible here. So Malaga, that's what I call Mapig in my, or Mallorca in my database. Let's just get back here, I'll mess up my own database. Where is Malaga again? Why not? So it's possible to map the keywords about that. Press finish, and it will be loading in those images in my database. So that way, we can share, I don't need to sit down and annotate, well, the images that I got there was like images of city, but had this been for today's evening, I would be sitting there spending 10-15 minutes trying to figure out who was the people in my pictures, and well, Gail could be getting those pictures from me without having to annotate all the images again. Now, what are you doing? Well, my laptop is angry with me that I left it yesterday, and I guess. So it's just being crammed this one, putting weird stuff on me. When I get new images in, the first thing I'll be doing is to look through all the images and see which images I want to keep. They might not focus. They might be broken in some way or another. So normally I'll just select the amount of images and I'll go directly into the viewer. And in the viewer, I could look through the images and I could say, okay, this image is a good image, that's okay. Where is my bus this morning? So I can be looking at images, I can even say, I just want to see if this is really in focus, and I can zoom in here on part of the images and see, did he clean his noses? And I'll be going through my images here, and I have something in kilobar called tokens. Tokens is just one letter token, so on this image I can now put the token D, and you'll see down here in the corner that it now says tokens D, which means that I just put a D on this image, and I can put an A on it too, whatever, and let me just put a few tokens here. So what I normally do is go through my images, just put token D on the images, and when I'm done, I'll be going to my home and saying tokens, and now I can see all the images with the D token. And from here I say, well, all the images with D tokens, they are really just to be deleted. Delete images. No, I don't want to delete this. It's like too much real data thing. I could be deleting the images, so that would be the first step. The next step is that I want to annotate all my images, of course, and sometimes I get new images in. I don't have time to annotate them right away. So whenever I have annotated an image, I put a keyword on the image called OK, and it's possible for me to just press Q control F here for find. And now I can say, well, here is, I want to find those images that's not okay, haven't been annotated. So I just, in here I can write the not signed okay, and I'll be searching, and now I'm in the scope of all those images that have not been annotated yet, and I can go through them and annotate a bit and get back and annotate some more whenever I've got time for that. In KDE, we have a huge amount of image applications, and four of us actually got together. That would be Digicam, Quinview, and Showim. We got together, and Kitaba, of course. We got together and created a common plugin structure. So people can develop a plugin for Kitaba, and the plugin will be working in different applications. So let me just show you one of the plugins available here. You can see here's my plugins, and these are all plugins, and you'll be finding those both in Digicam and in Quinview and in Kitaba, of course. And the idea is that people should be capable of adding functionality to all those four applications without me explicitly having to, well, put code into my application to do it. So here's one that I actually wrote myself. Very useful plugin. Whenever you go somewhere in a different time zone, you always forget to adjust the clock on your camera, and you get home and all the images are taken in the middle of the night, because it was in the middle of the night of your original time zone. But now you can say, well, all of those images should be have added 3 hours, for example. Now say okay, and all the images selected would be having 3 hours added to them. Well, I didn't select any images, so none would have happened. Another example of a plugin is a rather funny one here. Let's see if I can find it. There we are. Create calendar. So here's possible to create a small calendar. So let's just choose some font here. Let's make the image bigger and the calendar text less. It should be A4 calendar. Now we don't want lines in the calendar. Okay, now I can grab images here, put them into my calendar. So I just go through my database here, and I'll be small calendar people who didn't show up to my presentations. So there we are. I got a calendar for 4 months at least. I can say, yeah, I want those. Please print it. Just print to a file here. Print postbook file. Yeah, print. And now it's creating a small calendar. Perfect gift for your girlfriend. And I wonder why I'm always in trouble giving my girlfriend gifts now. It's a calendar. That's 12 months of images of me. Aren't you happy? Here's a nice calendar of people that you can read out. Kitaba is not touching the images on disk. That's by design. That's something that lots of people say, why? I'm trying to use my images in another application, and they aren't even rotated, even though I rotated them within Kitaba. And well, the point is that Kitaba do not touch the images on disk. First of all, I don't want people to be afraid that Kitaba would go and mess with their images. Second of all, people might have their images stored on somewhere where they're not writable. So on a CD, for example, they might have images on CDs. And in that situation, not writing to the images is the only thing that works. So I have a database. That database is actually, well, it's a bit of an exaggeration to say it's a database. Kitaba is storing all this information in just an XML file, which is nice, because if you want to migrate away from Kitaba later, you have an XML file that's easy to parse or rewrite, do something else with. It's not stored in some hidden format somewhere. Another feature of Kitaba that is rather cool is that in the database I'm remembering MD5 sums of the images, which means that on the hard disk you can just move your images around. and Kitabao will be capable of recognizing, well, this image has just been moved from here to here, and it will still be able to display information about it. That was about what I had to tell you about Kitabao. Just shortly tell you a bit about how the development works. I'm the sole Kitabao developer, not because that there's nobody else who do not want to participate in Kitabao, but more because that, well, I like working in Kitabao in my speed and so on, and I often work in Kitabao when I'm on holiday, so I'll be going 2 weeks to Mallorca on holiday or whatever, and I'll be adding a lot of stuff to Kitabao. Well, that would be very inconvenient if I was messing with someone else. I'm having a rather good community of Kitabao users now. I have a mailing list where there's lots of suggestions and features. And I'm actually trying to make Kitabao so people can contribute with code. Plugins is one way of doing it. Currently I'm working on making Kitabao have a backend that is separate so that you can add an SQL database, which is a lot of people has requested, and Miguel here is actually working on the SQL backend, so it's getting more open for people who are contributing. Of course, bug fixes is always very welcome. And then what features is in Kitabao? Well, feature creep is one of the worst things for software, just adding random features. So I'm very strict actually on features that I put in. It needs to fit into the philosophy that you need to be able to do your look at your images yourself. So I don't spend a lot of things on fancy HTML generating. People want fancy HTML generating, make a plugin. That would make it possible for them. But the core part of Kitabao is trying to keep it feature creep free as possible. Any questions? Yeah?
Do you have a feature like multi-layer? Multi-layer is like a hint that you could add text over the feature, say, this is Tim.
Right, actually, no, you don't have, that's one of the things that I would like to have in future versions, being able to, well, not necessarily do too much. I got the possibility of drawing on images here, not fancy drawing or anything, but I could point out that this dude here is starting to become less hairy around there. And why are you not at my presentation? And well, you should watch out for those two sticky fingers here, and that kind of stuff. You can write descriptions for your images, and it will show up in this box down here. But writing it directly in here is currently not available.
A separate layer that could just say, I added this layer on the picture.
Yeah.
And then I remove the layer. So the picture is in the same state, but you're in the same state.
Right. Kitabao is trying very carefully not to be an image. Kitabao is trying very hard not to be an image manipulation application. So that's a lot of people. It would be cool if we could do this or that. Well, go and use a tool that's appropriate for it. So use GIMP or whatever if you need stuff like that. And annotating your images is what's important. And well, drawing and annotating like this is definitely something that would fit into the annotating of images. So again, here I can actually now go and delete those selections that I did here. Select and delete it. So it's actually, I do got the concept of layers here. Adding text to it is just one of those. And it's on my to-do list for features to be added. Yeah?
What kind of plugins are people working on, like a Flickr plugin, or integrated Google Maps, and you just get in, like, you see the map of Malaga or whatever, or people working on that?
I know that there is someone who's working on Flickr plugin. I'm not too much into the plugin development. It's a separate product called Kipi that you install with your applications or with your Linux distributions. But I know that's Flickr. I haven't heard about Google Map, but that's indeed a good idea.
And I'm just too often to have this possibility to write Python plugins can you write plugins in the scripting language?
No.
This would be very easy. I mean, everything is there. You just have to plug it in.
Yeah. No, it's C++ that you write your plugins in. Scripting language sounds like a good idea for the future, though. Yeah.
Other questions?
Okay. Thank you for showing up this early, despite the beers yesterday evening.